Now, what about buying the puppies and the kittens? Because this is in the national news at the moment. I want to speak to David Wilson from the USPCA. David, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
David, first of all, talk us through the legislation that's changing across the water.
Okay, it's a law brought in, nicknamed Lucy's Law. Lucy was little Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, born in a puppy farm across the water. The wee creature had a lot of problems. It was kept in a cage. It ended up with a spinal deformity. When it was finally rescued, it got a couple of years of reasonable life, and then it died. But a lot of people got onto the story, and a lot of celebrities as well, including our own Eamon Holmes, backed this law. And it is now coming into effect in England and Wales. It will prevent third-party sales of pets. Basically, it's designed to stop. We've got lots of breeders in Ireland who ship dogs, mainly puppies, across the water, and they're then sold through dealers without regard for welfare, I'm afraid, just the welfare of their wallet.
It's sad to think that so many people are out there doing that, and this new law now means that you have to buy directly from a registered breeder, or you have to buy from a legitimate source. There can't be third-party purchase. Does that mean you can't buy a kitten or a puppy in a pet shop?
It would mean that, yes. Although, to be honest, I think that's only a very small part of the legitimate pet shop business is actually selling animals. It's all the other products that they really make their money out of. It would prevent, as I say, third-party sales, Frank, where people are buying dogs. I mean, you on UTV have shown on several occasions litters of pups in Newry and our animal hospital, which we've brought back, intercepted and brought back to save them from the journey across the water to dear knows where. So it's designed to stop that part of the market.
So someone who's selling a dog along the dual carriageway to you out of the boot of a car, is he always third party, or might he actually be registered and is just helping you with the convenience of meeting you halfway?
I would be very careful on that one, Frank. We've heard too many sad stories about dogs bought on laybys. You can become a legitimate breeder. There is actually law in Northern Ireland for dog breeding establishments. It's enforced by the local authority, by the Dog Wardens Department. And for anyone who's seriously into breeding dogs, other than just as a minor hobby, a side effect of keeping a dog, in other words, if they're into breeding dogs, they should register, and they are then inspected and kept under some degree of control. Now, Lucy's Law, the one we're talking about, stopping a third-party sale, will apply, obviously, in England and Wales, and Scotland are adopting it as well. We have the obvious problem. We have no government here at the moment, and we would need it either brought in through the Assembly, or if we were under direct rule, it could be brought in through an order in Council.
Are you in favour of it?
We're in limbo. We absolutely are in favour of it, yes, totally.
And, we do know you made reference to registered breeders. We know there are excellent dog-loving people living in Northern Ireland who are breeding dogs, who are entering dogs in shows, who are nurturing dogs, and who treat their large number of dogs very, very well. We need to emphasise that, don't we?
They're first-class people, Frank. And in fact, if you go and buy a dog of one of them, they will scrutinise you as a potential owner for their dog. They're not scrutinising the size of your wallet, you know. You'll not go along with a credit card to a lay-by and give yourself any degree of consumer protection. They just want the cash and want rid of you and rid of the dog.
So the law, not in here because we don't have a government. It is coming in England, Scotland and Wales, and it's to the benefit of the little animals. If you are going out to buy a kitten or a puppy, there are many things you should be thinking about. We often hear this around Christmas time. A dog's not just for Christmas, it's for life and so on. But just give us advice on the best way to buy a pet that size.
The first thing you should do is contact your local rescues. There are rescues in Northern Ireland are coming down with kittens at the moment. It's kind of cat breeding season. There are lots and lots of kittens looking homes. Lots of decent dogs looking homes as well. Not all puppies, but don't turn your back on an older animal. In fact, they can sometimes have a lot less problems domestically than a puppy running about the place. So go along, talk to your local shelter. Or if you want to buy a puppy and your heart's set on a particular breed, talk to your local vets, talk to owners who already have the dogs. Just take advice. I Googled pet sales in Northern Ireland this morning and I got 97 responses in 10 seconds. 97 puppies or litters of puppies, multiples, for sale to the person who comes along with the cash. And that's not responsible. And that's the sort of thing we've got to stop.
David, thank you very much indeed. We do have to stop it because people are making a small fortune out of breeding dogs and making the old bitch breed and breed and breed. And indeed, the puppies are being sold off and they're not properly inoculated and the steps are not being taken for animal husbandry that you would expect and that those little animals deserve. So keep all of that in mind. That is David Wilson from the USPCA.